Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Let's talk some winners and losers in the Big 12 Conference. I'm Pete Mundo. Welcome in. We are Heartland College Sports, where we cover the Big 12 Conference, and we are glad that you are here, as always, as a part of the show. Let me know what you think about this winners and losers show that we've been doing. I think it's a great way to wrap up the week, especially in the offseason. I don't know if we'll do this in season because there's just so much to do, game previews and things like that, predictions, picks, everything else. But to wrap up the week, this does feel like a segment that is gaining traction, a show that's gaining traction, and you can let us know in the comments. Thank you, guys, and leave us that 5-star rating and review. So you tell me, what do you like first, winners or losers? Just drop it in the comments. If not, I'm going to coin flip it here real quick as you guys get set to roll in, because I've got 3 winners and 3 losers for you tonight in the Big 12 Conference. So, all right, you want to feel good? We can start with winners. That's fine by me. We'll do that. So I'll give you 3 winners, starting with Josh Hoover, quarterback at TCU. Hoover talked about the fact that he had an offer out there to go to Tennessee for what has been reported to be worth $1 million more than what he is currently making and will make at TCU. He talked about the fact that the offer was on the table and he chose to stay. He told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, "I love Fort Worth. I love TCU. This is the place I want to be. I see TCU as a top program, and that's why I came here. I came here to win a Big 12 championship. I told my teammates I was going to be the quarterback here this year. The way I grew up, your word means something. That's all there is to it." Can we get a slow clap for Josh Hoover? That's the kind of stuff you don't hear anymore. All you hear about is who's getting the bag. Everyone's chasing the bag. It's all about the biggest bag. Loyalty be damned. Josh Hoover just said, "Yeah, I could have made another million, but you know what? My word is worth something." Now, I'm not just going to rag on the players here. When's the last time you heard a coach say that? Lincoln Riley? Anybody? We can go down a long list of coaches who have said one thing and done the complete opposite. So Josh Hoover isn't just a man amongst his peers in college football. He is a man amongst the coaches in college football who do not show that kind of grace and humility and maturity that Josh Hoover shows in a statement like that, when everyone's just looking for the biggest payday possible. And it's smart for Josh Hoover. You stay in the same system. The guy had a monster year last year at TCU. The offense was not the problem. Guy threw for 4,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, 67% completion rate. He's arguably the best returning quarterback in the Big 12. He's got 2 years of eligibility left. Win a Big 12 title, get to a college football playoff. TCU was in a championship game a couple of years ago, and then go to the NFL. and you're better off staying in one place if you're a quarterback in a comfortable position. You will boost your NFL draft stock. You will make a tremendous amount of money. More than $1 million will get you going from one program to another, and you're going to be in a great spot. This is awesome from Josh Hoover, and all the credit in the world to him for being a man of his word. So Josh Hoover is my first winner of the week in the Big 12 Conference. Next up, Kansas State is a winner this week in the Big 12. Kansas State has been very busy on the recruiting trail. Now, most recently, they picked up a legacy player out of the Kansas City area, Lawson McGraw, son of former Wildcat standout John McGraw. He's a zero-star guy. He's not a big-time prospect, but he was the sixth player that they had added here in just the last few days, joining three-star defensive lineman Kingston Hall, three-star D-back Garrett Dixon, three-star athlete Hannibal Carter Navis. I apologize for the pronunciation if I screwed that up. Three-star safety Nick McClellan, running back H.D. Davis, and then, of course, McGraw. So that's six guys in 4 days. Now, K-State is not at the top of the recruiting rankings in the Big 12. Right now, they are seventh for 2026, but they're making some progress, and they desperately needed to make some progress on the recruiting trail. K-State is not going to be the program that hits the transfer portal heavy. We all know that, right? Kansas State is a program that is going to be developmental, three-star guys that they develop into four- and five-star players over the years. That's what they are. That's what they're always going to be. And then they hopefully can use the portal to fill some needs where they need it. But they had to get some momentum. I know it was early, but getting this momentum this time of year is important. So for K-State, they've got themselves right now 16 commits for 2026. That's right up there near the top of the Big 12. I was looking at the rankings in the Big 12 conference. The number one team in the 2026 college football recruiting rankings in the Big 12 per 24/7 Sports, the Kansas Jayhawks at the top right now. How about that? 18 commits, number one in the Big 12. Arizona State is two, followed by Texas Tech, Iowa State, and West Virginia to round out that top five. Then it's TCU, followed by Kansas State at number seven. So that's damn impressive for the Jayhawks, sitting there right at the top of the recruiting rankings in the Big 12 Conference. And nationally, KU's hanging in there as well. KU right now is in the top 20 in recruiting rankings. So that's damn good for Lance Leipold, coming off a disappointing season in 2024. And for a program that, yes, is on the upswing and has trended in a much more positive direction than at any point in the last couple of decades, to have the top recruiting class in the Big 12 right now is a great sign for what's to come for KU. And we get so caught up in the portal, but having your guys, recruiting them out of high school, developing them, we're overlooking the value of that. And KU is doing a darn good job of it. And they're led by a couple of big-time four-star prospects. Offensive lineman Caden Snyder, Salina, Kansas kid, J.J. Dunningham, Manhattan, Kansas cornerback. So they're cleaning up with some top players in state as well. Edge Hunter Higgins out of Wichita. Good players in Kansas, underrated players in the state of Kansas. There's no doubt about that, and Lance Leipold is realizing the value in that as well. But Kansas State had a big week, so they're one of our winners this week in the Big 12 Conference. Now, the final winner I'm going to get to here in the Big 12 is the conference as a whole. Because according to Action Network's Brett McMurphy, we are hitting the reset button on how to select the 2026 college football playoff teams. And that is a big move. And that is a great move for the Big 12. We were having this very stupid debate and very dumb conversation around, do we go four auto bids for the SEC, four auto bids for the Big Ten, two for the Big 12. Do we do the five automatic qualifiers and the 11 at-large teams? What exactly is this sport going to do? Take a breath, hit the reset button. Everybody calm down. It's going to be okay. It's going to work out. We did not need to rush this. And frankly, it's a win for Brett Yormark. It's a win for the ACC. It's a win for the Big 12. Now, this is not me predicting that the Big 10 and the SEC are suddenly looking to play nice. And they're suddenly looking to sing kumbaya and do what's in the best interests of the sport. I don't believe that for a second. If you believe that, you're a sucker. I was born at night, but it was not last night. But pumping the brakes is a temporary win. Getting to just take a step back and realize that when it comes to the future of this sport, we don't need to rush it right now. That's good. That is welcomed. And that is a win for every conference that is not the SEC and to a lesser extent, the Big Ten. Can't let your guard down, though. That's a key here. You cannot let your guard down. But I'm glad to see that they're not going to jam something through that ESPN and the SEC want, which tells me there are power in numbers here. The fact that we're sitting here being able to talk about the college football playoff and the format for 2026 and beyond on hold is a good sign that there is power in numbers for the Big 12, the ACC, throw in the Pac-12, throw in the Group of Five. That's good. That's a step in the right direction. And I've said for a long time that these conferences need to stick together. They need to stand up to the bully that is the SEC and to a lesser extent, the Big Ten. And it appears as if for now they've done that effectively. So that is a definite step in the right direction for the future of college football. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports, and we are glad that you are here as always as a part of the show. Make sure you like the video right now and you are subscribed to us at heartlandcollegesports.com. We appreciate you doing that. And on the podcast, drop us that 5-star rating and review. Send us a screenshot. We are giving away merch to the best rating and review every single week that rolls in. But you got to send me a screenshot to Pete Mundo at heartlandcollegesports.com. Great to have you guys here. We appreciate you being a part of the show. Before I get to my losers, just real quick here, some of your comments coming in. Nice words from many of you on the interview with David Smoke the other night. Thank you for that. David's come on the show many times. And he has been a tremendous guest. He always is. I've been on their show, 365 Sports. So thank you. Thank you for those nice comments. If you missed it, of course, that's why you got to subscribe so you can watch it. We had a great time breaking down and talking the Big 12. We'll get to some of the towns you guys are watching from tonight. Make sure you drop those in the comments as well so we can shout out your towns. The smaller, the better. I don't want to hear from you in L.A. or New York or Chicago. I'm just kidding. We love our big cities as well. I just like picking up little cities on the map that I've never heard of before and shouting them out on the show. So let's get to our losers from the week in the Big 12, all right?
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Three losers in the Big 12. Let's get to them. And let's start with Iowa State. Iowa State is a loser this week for a couple of reasons. Number one, they had a big loss on the recruiting trail. We were just talking about what a great week it was for Kansas State. It was a very difficult week for Iowa State at the very top. They lost their top four-star quarterback to Alabama. He flipped, and he decided, I ain't going to Ames. I'm going to Tuscaloosa. Jet Thamala decided that he was going to flip his commitment, and this was a big setback for the Iowa State class. This was more or less a local guy from Omaha, Nebraska. He was the crown jewel of Matt Campbell's class, and now the Cyclones will need to find their quarterback of the future. 6'4", 205-pound Elite 11 finalist from Omaha Millard South, part of a high-profile class, and now Matt Campbell has to find himself a new quarterback for this class, but this was potentially the guy that could have been Rocco Beck's replacement. But obviously, that is not going to be the case. This is a major gut punch for Iowa State on the recruiting trail. But that's not it. That wasn't the only reason I made Iowa State a loser for this week in the Big 12. It's also because of this new deal they got with Elite Casino Resorts. The Iowa State Athletic Department and the We Will Collective announced a landmark partnership with Elite Casino Resorts. Now, I don't have a problem with Elite Casino Resorts. Good for them. They got money to burn. Casinos weren't built on you and I winning, I promise you that. And they want to get more people to their casino to lose money. That's their prerogative. This is America, after all. But you think about Iowa State and some of their recent history with athletes gambling and getting kicked out and the whole thing. And a part of you says, man, this feels a little gross, doesn't it? Now, it's not just Iowa State players. All NCAA athletes are banned from placing bets on any sporting events, even in states where it's legal. But I guess we can talk about promoting casinos. I guess that's fair game. You tell me how you feel about that. It just feels icky. I understand Iowa State. We talk about getting the bag. Jamie Pollard's been very clear. We got to figure out how to make this money and drive this revenue. So I'm not like upset about it. I'm not like, how dare you, Iowa State? I'm not doing that. It just feels a little gross to me. Just feels a little hypocritical to me. And it's in many ways everything that's bothersome about college athletics right now, as much as I love it and I know that you love it. It's just like, ugh. That's what it feels like to me. And I'm not mad at anybody involved. It's just disappointing it's come to this, that we now have college football and college basketball and college athletes in general that are going to be more or less indirectly or directly, depending on how it plays out, promoting casinos. Like, the whole point of this opening up NIL was so Billy Bob Ford dealer could bring on Rocco Beck, put him in an F-150, and maybe give him a car or, you know, pay him some money, and everybody goes home happy. He's on a few billboards, makes a little coin, and away we go. But we have gone so far away from that and so far down the rabbit hole, it is beyond what anybody could have ever imagined. And it's not good for the sport, and this is another example as to why. Next up on my losers for the week in the Big 12. Well, he's not in the Big 12, but he's a loser in terms of how he talked about the Big 12. And that would be ESPN host Reese Davis, who I'm a fan of. I like him on College Game Day. But Reese Davis ranked his top five quarterbacks coming season, and there was no Big 12 quarterback to be found. He had on the list Arch Manning, because of course, Garrett Nussmeier, Cade Klubnik, Lenora Sellers, Miller, and nowhere was there a Big 12 quarterback. No Josh Hoover, no Sam Leavitt, no Sawyer Robertson, no Rocco Becht, no Avery Johnson, probably wouldn't have him in the top five, but Josh Hoover, Sam Leavitt, Sawyer Robertson definitely deserve to have some beef when you rank the top five quarterbacks in college football. Those guys have put up numbers, they're returning, and they're veterans. And by the way, Sam Leavitt is being shown as like a top 15 pick in the NFL draft next year by some NFL draft experts. So Reese Davis leaving Big 12 quarterbacks off of his top five quarterback list makes him a loser for the week. The Big 12 is going to surprise, I think, a lot of people with the high-quality quarterback play that maybe it didn't really have last year to the extent that it's used to having. You know, when you think back on the history of the Big 12, especially the last several years, quarterback play has been great. Last year, in many respects, was almost more about the running back than it was the quarterback. I think this year, it's back to being about the quarterback in the Big 12. Don't get running back. And I know that you're going to look at Baylor, Bryson Washington, Kansas State. You know, you're going to go down the list. Arizona State's going to have a replacement. Trust me, they've got a deep, deep running back group there at Arizona State. So there are definitely going to be high-quality running backs, but I think the face of the league this year in the Big 12 is going to be the quarterback, which is what it's traditionally been. Last year was the outlier with the running back being the star in this league. Ollie Gordon, Cam Scataboo come to mind at the top of the list, but there were a lot of guys and several running backs drafted out of the Big 12. This year, it's going to be back to being about the quarterback in the Big 12. And one of them will end, at least one of them will end up as being a top five quarterback in all of college football, if not two, depending on how this season plays out. So Reese Davis and his list of quarterbacks in college football is a loser this week. And my final loser, I guess he's not technically in the Big 12 right now, but he hasn't technically moved on because he hasn't played a game yet. Shedeur Sanders, former Colorado quarterback, busted for speeding at 101 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone early Tuesday morning in Strongsville, Ohio, and it was at 2:24 in the morning. That is a bad look. He was driving a 2025 Dodge TRX, registered in Colorado, clocked in at more than 40 miles an hour over the speed limit. That's like just dumb decision number one. When you got the out-of-state plate, you got to be extra careful, right? I mean, this is like 101 type stuff. Dad teaches you this at an early driving age. And Shedeur, who was actually having a very good camp, now has to deal with this headache. And this is not like, you know, it wasn't drunk driving. But still, you're going 101 miles an hour, dude. I mean, I've never gone 100 miles an hour in my life in a vehicle. Never done it. And I know you're young and you're dumb and, you know, that happens. But gosh dang, everything was actually going really well for him at camp. And you wonder what kind of setback this creates from a leadership perspective. Does this get into his head? Does this become a headache for him and the team? Does this cause more distraction than anybody could have imagined? I don't know. I just know that for Shedeur and the Browns, you got to be banging your head against the wall now having to deal with this after he was cited driving over 100 miles an hour in a 60-mile-per-hour zone. Get it together, bro. Get it together. All right, you guys are watching us from all over Big 12 country. We appreciate that. We've got you in Oklahoma City, in Lubbock, in Kansas City. Let's see, Manhattan's in the house. Stillwater. Croton, Ohio is here. Puebla, Mexico from Allen with a rock chalk on it. Congratulations, Alan, down in Mexico. What's up there, brother? San Antonio's in the house. St. Albans, West Virginia. That's where Michael's watching. Anyone I'm missing here? That's okay. We've got China Grove, North Carolina. I saw China. That threw me for a loop. China Grove, North Carolina. I didn't think we had a big audience in Beijing. That would surprise me. I'm not sure they would allow our content there from the Chi-Coms. I'm not sure that this would be friendly content in the eyes of President Xi. But I've never asked him, so maybe he's a Big 12 fan. Just like, what's his name, Kim Jong-un was a diehard, or is a diehard Chicago Bulls fan because he was a fan back in the 90s. Maybe President Xi is secretly a diehard, what would Xi like? I could see him being randomly like a diehard Arizona fan or something. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. But either way, glad you're watching there in North Carolina as well. We are spread out all over the country on Heartland College Sports. Thank you guys, as always, for joining us for our Winners and Losers show. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. That way you get all the content. College football is going to be here before we know it. And we're giving you three shows a week during the offseason. We are not slowing down. Previews, we're going to talk to coaches, the top experts, everybody else. So make sure you're subscribed. Please leave a rating and a review on the podcast. And send me a screenshot if you want to win some merch, like this great polo I've got on. Or polo. Jeez, it's the end of a long week. This great hoodie I've got on. Heartland College Sports hoodie. We've got a lot of merch. I'm going to link to it in the show as well. You guys have a great rest of the day. We'll talk to you soon. And go Big 12.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.